figured this guy need a little introduction music from Eminem at the halftime show yesterday. It's a Mike Grimm Monday. Mike, the voice of Golden Gopher Sports and, of course, news director at the Minnesota News Network. Mike, a good afternoon and a happy day after Super Bowl Sunday and a happy, I guess, Valentine's Day to you as well.
Yeah, it's like a couple of holidays in a row, no doubt. I love the Eminem, you know. I'm the MNN sports director, and I'm the president of the M&M fan club, I guess.
Are you really? I would have never thought that of you.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I do like the song that you just played there. When I was in St. Louis covering sports there, Jim Edmonds was the Cardinal center fielder, and they played M&M in that clubhouse, you know, 2001, 2002, 2003. And it was a good jam in a clubhouse. So yeah, I got to like him a little bit. Real Slim Shady, please stand up. And when I hear that song, I think of Jim Edmonds.
What did you think of the halftime show? And here's the thing: just based on the music, there's obviously a certain demographic, age group that they were aiming at. If it wasn't your cup of tea, if it wasn't your kind of music, if you didn't know what they were saying or singing, obviously you did not like the halftime show. For me, it was a home run because I grew up with a lot of that music. The song we just played, that's one of my songs I play anytime I'm running. It's a good workout song by Eminem. What were your thoughts on the halftime show? Because, again, I think it hit a home run with some people, and I think it struck out with a lot of people too.
Yeah, probably. I thought it was terrific. I thought it was a great show. I'm even going as far as I think that was a top four or five halftime show ever. And I'm not a hip hop guy necessarily. I do it, you know, if it comes on, I'll listen. But I don't seek out a lot of hip hop. And honestly, I couldn't name more than a couple songs from any of the people we saw last night. That said, I'd even quibble a little bit with your characterization that even if you don't like the music, it's not your demographic. I don't know how you couldn't have at least applauded the production, the choreography, the set that they had with those cars out there and that little, I guess, a community with those buildings and the drum guy. I forget his name. He was amazing.
Yeah.
Eminem comes in to give a little cameo, and, you know, Snoop Dogg is Snoop Dogg. What are you going to do about him? And I thought even if you weren't a hip-hop person, this is my own opinion, and if someone just, you know, maybe it's just not your cup of tea, like you said, but if you couldn't have at least appreciated, right, the production, the showmanship of it, man, I thought it was just terrific myself.
We had family over to watch the Super Bowl, Mike, and as soon as you heard the D-O-double-G for Snoop Dogg came on the TV, you saw many people in their upper 30s and 40s start to dance. In my house, right away, the house was electric.
No,
it was electric.
No question. And like I said, I'm most familiar with those Eminem songs. And when that because that beat, that one, there's songs out there that you only have to hear, you know, like name that tune. You hear three notes and it creates emotion. You know, we talked about that. I think when the Gophers played Jump. Jump around after the they beat Wisconsin, and
that's,
you know,
right.
Those first three notes of that song, it just sends, you know, it just sends the spike it down your spine. And the same thing, I felt the same kind of emotion. I hadn't heard that song in a while, and then you just heard like three or four notes of that tune, and it was cool. And I'm like, is that, because I didn't read much about it, and I didn't know, was that a surprise, by the way, him showing up, or did we know that he was going to be there? I didn't, because I didn't follow it that closely. And so I heard the music, and then when he pops up, I'm like, oh, my God. And I did. I got a little – I got some goosebumps going. I thought that was just fantastic.
Mike Grimm Monday here on KATE. No, I agree with you, and I said this earlier on the show. Again, it's music I grew up with. The one song by 50 Cent, It's My Birthday, that song.
Yeah.
As a younger man in his middle 20s, I remember dancing with my now wife in a club – in Winnipeg, Manitoba, to that song. So it brings back memories. That's why I liked it, too.
And to bring it back to that game where the Gophers beat Wisconsin, I believe I used this in a post-game quote, that the last time Minnesota beat Wisconsin in Minneapolis, Vinny Cent had the number one song in the country, and I believe it was, is it In the Club? Is that one of his tunes?
Yeah, that's the one he played.
Yeah,
that's the one he played, In the Club, yep.
Well, that was the number one song the last time the Gophers beat Wisconsin, and we had a funny back and forth because like I said, I'm not the hippest of guys, but I follow it a little bit, and I looked that note up just for that sole purpose that if the Gophers win, I'll have it, and I looked it up to see what song it was. I had no idea, and then I'm like, Vinny Cent, that's pretty cool, so I brought it up to Daryl in the post game show. And I said, it's a song by 50 Cent. And he said, it's getting hot in here. And I said, no, that's Nelly.
That's Nelly.
It's 50 Cent is the number one song, In the Club. And he's like, In the Club. All right. And so then I'm getting people tweeting at me like I didn't know you were a hip-hop aficionado. But I happen to know Nelly because he's from St. Louis. And so I actually met him a few times in the clubhouse at the Cardinals because him and Edmonds were tight. So anyway, it all comes back. The Gophers won the axe, I guess, and that wasn't on purpose, by the way. But yeah, 50 Cent playing In the Club, and pretty cool stuff.
Mike Grimm, Monday here on Kate Radio at 2:22. And Mike, let's talk about the actual game, the Super Bowl. I'm assuming you got a chance to watch it from kickoff to finish, and it was a great game. I mean, it was a good way to end a postseason, which could go down in history as one of the most remarkable postseasons in the NFL. Both teams had chances to win this game. In the end, the Rams building their team through trades and bringing in a lot of big name, big money veterans to build this team. They get it done. Matthew Stafford, is he a Super Bowl champion? Give me your thoughts on Super Bowl 56.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. Not as high scoring as maybe I had thought, but both defenses played pretty well, and they had been playing pretty well in the postseason. And we know about all the personnel that the Rams have, as you just referenced. When you're talking about Aaron Donald and Von Miller and some of those guys, Jalen Ramsey, and then the Bengals caught on to something because they shut down Mahomes in the second half, and I thought that defense probably played well enough to win the game last night. So, and going back to, as long as we're talking about, old times, I'm thinking about the, back in the late 80s and 90s when we were young, you were younger yet, there were a lot of blowouts in the Super Bowl. Like,
yes.
The best of the best was just better than the rest. And now with salary cap and parity and everything, I think we've been treated to a pretty good run of Super Bowls that have come down to the wire, and the NFL has really figured the whole thing out. So, I applaud that. Nobody wants to watch a blowout unless it's your team. And so, I didn't have a big rooting interest. I was excited for Stafford to win. I think we talked about it before. I'm not real thrilled about the ownership group of the Rams winning a championship, given, how they treated now for the third time I'll reference St. Louis. I guess it's St. Louis Day here on the Mike Grimm Monday, but how they treated the city of St. Louis, which was committed to building a new stadium if they stayed, and the NFL did enough shady stuff with that last month a court ruled that the NFL owes the city of St. Louis $900 million, just short of $900 million. So
oh, wow.
A lot of shady stuff with that ownership group. To get that team to L.A. And so that part of it I didn't particularly care for. I would have liked to have seen Burrow win, too. I think I like his swagger. We had an interesting discussion there, so I'll ask you this. With how good the AFC is, you got Mahomes, you got, Josh Allen at Buffalo. You've got, I think, we'll see what the Raiders do. They were on the verge. The Chargers seem to be an up-and-coming team. Don't know yet enough about the Patriots and Jones at quarterback. Pittsburgh's going to get a new quarterback. But my point is that there's some pretty good teams. As I was watching the game last night, and you saw Burrow make that last desperation throw that wasn't his fault. Obviously, he got the pass rush was there. People are like, oh, man, I feel bad for him, but he'll have another chance. And I got thinking, will he, right? I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been the best quarterback, basically, him and Brady for 15 years, and he's been the one. So, I don't know. Cincinnati hasn't exactly been a organization of consistently, putting a team in the playoffs, let alone getting to the Super Bowl. I like the guy. Obviously, he's talented. He's got some swagger to him. He's won a college national title. and all that. But I think we're probably a little hasty in just presuming that, oh, well, he'll be back. Because it's not that he's no good. He's excellent. But it is hard to make a Super Bowl. And I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
I was on to some friends yesterday, and again, I was cheering for Los Angeles just because of Matthew Stafford. City's got so many titles. The Kings won a couple, 2012 and 14. Lakers just won a title. The Dodgers won the World Series in 2020. They got plenty of championships. But my argument was, and kind of jokingly, is the Bengals cannot win a Super Bowl until it's the Bengals and Bills in an AFC championship game and the Vikings playing somebody in the NFC championship game. Because now the Bengals have three losses. They're 0-3. They join the Bills and the Vikings as the only teams to be 0-3 or more in the Super Bowl. So at some point, the Vikings have to take on the Bills or the Bengals. I just think it would be right. But to answer your question, The Bengals, because they play against Patrick Mahomes and they play against Josh Allen, yes, it's going to be tough for them to get back to another Super Bowl sometime soon because, again, the AFC, I think, is a lot deeper than the NFC.
No doubt. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, obviously a lot can change, but I don't see Cincinnati moving on from Joe Burrow clearly, so that's where he's going to be. And they do have, you know, their offensive line is no good. They're going to have to get better there, Cincinnati is. But, you know, it's just hard to get there. Now, that said, I was at the very first Super Bowl that Tom Brady won in New Orleans when he beat the Rams. And I would have bet any amount of money that, you know, that's his, you know, flash in the pan. That's his one time. Good job, Tom. You know, and then the guy goes to 10. So you never know. Maybe Burrow's the next Brady. But and it could be that. But if you had to bet and just wager just on a pure percentage play, I'd say he's probably not going to get back, just like a lot of really good quarterbacks, you know?
Mike, I know you have to run. One last question. The Gopher men's basketball team, I know you're en route to go to the airport, to jump on a plane, to get to Ohio, where you're going to run into some unhappy football fans. But the Gophers, coming off a disappointing loss to Nebraska, had a nice bounce-back win against Penn State over the weekend. It was good to see Ben Johnson's crew snap a losing streak and get a conference win against a Penn State team that's not terrible. I thought it was a good win on Saturday.
Yeah, Penn State's had some quality wins. I think any win right now in this league is good. And it was just that was not a good loss, obviously. Wednesday, they didn't play great. It was just one of those, you know, just one of those weird things. They got off to a slow start, and Nebraska, you know, was a desperate team. The crowd was a factor. I thought it did impact the Gophers. And so to rebound from that and to get an opportunity to just get a win, I mean, you know, they were 1-9 in their previous 10. So I don't care what your record is or whatever, but when you're struggling a little bit to get the wins, while you still think you're playing relatively well relative to the, you know, the talent on the roster and the depth and those kind of things. It's nice to get a win. I don't know about tomorrow night. Ohio State's ranked 18th. They're a very good team. They handled Minnesota and Minneapolis. But after that, you've got at Penn State again Thursday in an afternoon game. There won't be a lot of people there, so that's a winnable game. At home against Northwestern, nothing's a guarantee, but, you know, that's a winnable game. The Gophers will likely be favored in that. And so if you can string a few wins here while you continue to instill in this first year your culture and your ideas as a head coach, I think Ben Johnson, is continuing to get people to embrace what's going on here. But you do, at some point you can't just keep, you can't lose 9 out of 10 and not start winning a few. So it'd be nice if they can win, over the next. And here's the thing, they got Maryland as well. They got Northwestern again. So there's some win. Indiana at home. That there'll be a slight underdog, probably the Gophers, but that's a winnable game. So there's some chances here, and if you can kind of eke out some wins, I think you can finish strong and feel pretty good about where the program's direction is headed.
Mike Grimm Monday, our M&M here on Kate Radio. We're going to hear from Mike coming up tomorrow during the broadcast at Ohio State. Mike, thank you so much for the time. Have a safe flight, and we'll hear from you and Spencer Talkson during the broadcast tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, man, and we'll talk next week.